USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. New York Republican and West New York congressional candidate Carl Paladino reportedly said in a recent interview that Attorney General Merrick Garland should be executed. Then Paladino walked it all back, claiming he was just making a little jokey joke. Paladino, who's been endorsed by the third highest ranking House Republican, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, said during an interview with Breitbart last weekend that he thinks Garland probably should be executed. That, according to the Associated Press. Hydroelectric turbines may stop turning. Las Vegas and Phoenix may be forced to restrict water usage or growth. Farmers might cease growing some crops, leaving fields of lettuce and melons to turn to dust. Those are a few of the dire consequences that could result if states, cities, and farms across the American West cannot agree on how to cut the amount of water they draw from the Colorado River. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is expected to testify for a grand jury investigation in Georgia after losing appeals to postpone his appearance in court. This is that investigation into whether former President Trump and others tried to interfere with the election results in Georgia. Graham had been trying to fight the subpoena. He's still trying to appeal, but so far that judge is holding firm in saying that the senator is expected to testify this Tuesday. As primaries and other campaigns continue leading up to this fall's 2022 midterm elections, many are calling for increased safety for the country's election workers. That includes Colorado's current Democratic Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, who says more volunteers and election workers than ever before are being driven out because of dangers of violence.
There's a county in Colorado where the county clerk, the local administrator of the elections, is working behind bulletproof glass. So I think it's immensely important that the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the DOJ take this very seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
So, is the FBI in hot water over the Mar-a-Lago incident?
As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. Normally, it would not be released until after an arrest or conviction. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has urged the 10 largest U.S. airlines to do more to help stranded and delayed passengers, calling the level of disruption travelers have faced this summer as unacceptable. Buttigieg, who has faced pressure from U.S. lawmakers who want airlines to offer better service or face stiff fines, has clashed with major U.S. airlines over who is to blame for tens of thousands of flight delays and cancellations this summer. This is USA Radio News.